This is Z2NLV with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. We're going to stand by for any emergency or priority traffic before we tie up the frequency this evening. Okay, good evening everyone. This is N2NOV and Charles from Staten Island in New York City on a cool May spring evening. Don't tell me it's cool, the warming is happening. And I'd like to welcome you all to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners message heard on the N2ROW link computer system as held every Wednesday evening at 19 local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in all the different aspects of the radio monitoring part of the hobby, and that means picking up the signals that are outside of the amateur radio band. On this net, we're going to talk about who's on these different frequencies, what kind of equipment you would need to use, and where you could find more information. Speaking of more information about this repeater system can be found at www.n2row.net. We pick the repeater frequency that's closest to where you are and use the least amount of power necessary to get into the system. The two frequencies that are primarily useful for handheld radios are 441.100 and 145.230. That's because those two frequencies have remote receivers scattered throughout the tri-state area. So those who are using base stations, please refrain from using these two frequencies so that the weaker handheld signals can get in. As people are checking in on the air tonight, please give your call sign, your name and your location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. This net is only a reflection of traffic that is brought to it each week. So for over 18 years, this net will have a slightly different flavor each week based upon what you want to talk about. So the more comments and questions that you bring to the net, the more we'll talk about. If you're not able to get into the repeater system for whatever reason, technical difficulties, or you don't have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending an email. And the email address for this net is nyvxa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we'll stand by for the check-in. Please space it out. This way people do not step on each other, and we can get everybody checked in. This is N2NLV.
Good evening. WA2SQQ. Bob?
Yeah, Elmwood Park.
No traffic at the moment. Just checked email. There's nothing in there at the moment, but we'll be watching it.
K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan. As usual, out walking the dog, I'll be listening, no traffic.
012 Alpha Delta Charlie, Art, Roosevelt Park in New Jersey. Just one piece of traffic.
WA2IWC, Don, Midtown Manhattan, no traffic.
WA2SQQ will be checking in throughout the day. that tonight. If you have any comments or questions you want to share with everyone, and that's the only way you can get in, send the email. All right, Bob, how's the antenna project going, and what's going on in your neck of the woods? So be it to us, you too, and to an old thing. Well, Charlie, I'm on the air. I got the Flex 5000 running on 75 meter AM. It works nice. Been working some stuff with just a G5RV. And yesterday at 2 o'clock, the tower arrived. The first section is sitting on the base. And if I get a few more responses from the email I sent out, hopefully we'll have a small barbecue here, and I'll get about, I guess I'm going to need about 8 people, and it will go vertical on Sunday afternoon. So, that's what it is. All the antennas are put together, all the cables are laid, the tower's here. I'm just waiting for some better weather, and Saturday I'm going to kind of pre-assemble everything, and hopefully early Sunday morning it will go vertical. Unfortunately, I have a public service event that day, Bob. Otherwise, I'd be out there helping you. That sounds like fun. Take lots of pictures. I mean, some of the local guys over here, I'm sure, I said, if you know anybody else wants to come over, you know. I'm figuring it's going to be 2-3 hours max, and then turn the barbecue on, and grab something to eat, have some cold ones or whatever, and make a social event out of it there. So that's about it. But wow, new tower came in. It looks really nice. It's a lot more heavy duty than the old one was. And the rotor, everything is in place. Got the TA-33 put together. Got everything together. So as long as I can get the tower up and the tri-band beam on it, then the rest of it I'll work on at my own pace. But I got to get something on the air. The Flex is absolutely incredible. Well, I guess next Wednesday night you're going to have such a booming signal we're going to turn down our volume control. I'm actually I'm looking forward there with the having the Comet up that high. I want to see if I could work MLZ directly, and I don't think I should have any problems with it, because the Comet on the house works well. The other thing I'm going to do is phase two of this project. I'm looking around for the plans or a very reasonably priced three-element six-meter beam. And I think I'm going to put a six-meter beam up on top of the house. I got an extra rotor, and don't have to worry about the work old neighbors or wood anymore. Well, most of our came with files anyway. I know in the past, Bob, you had pretty good reports when the VHF propagation went open up. Going up and down these seaports. I would think that with the improved station, when we get those openings again, especially this summer, that you should be able to hear all the way down into North Carolina, I would think.
And I think it's going to work out nice. You know, plus the fact that I've got the 7/8 hard line feeding everything, so I don't think it's going to be a problem. With everything redone around here, I can run 160 watts on 2 meters, and I got the new 9-element M2B for 2 meter sideband. So it should be a nice station when it's all together. I got the Flex on here now, and I got it interfaced with Ham Radio Deluxe, and I'll tell you, it's nice. I never realized what I was missing, but even for slow air listening, you click on a station, boom, it's there. You click another button, you log it in. The pan adapter on the Flex, I mean, it's really nice. Let me just drop this a second. I do have an interesting website that I want to share with everybody. And PSK, too. Justin just sent me a thing here. You got to get on PSK. I can get on PSK with this now. Anyway, one of the stations I was working down in South Jersey on 75 meter AM told me about a really neat website. If you do a search for Lighthouse Weather, and it's an interesting weather site, and I'm not sure where the lighthouse pulls into it and what it has to do with it, but it's got a
a live lightning strike indicator on it. And it's a weather site that's really tailored for the Northeast. So you go to lighthouseweather.com, and then if you click on lightning strike, lightning over there, and extreme track, it will show you the live lightning strikes, which, by the way, are working their way up from Delaware right now. So I think in another hour or two, we're going to have some lightning. Anyway, that's what I have at the moment. I'm going to be watching the email. And if anybody is in and around Bergen County on Sunday, more than welcome to stop by. Plan on starting about, I guess, 11 o'clock. Good in the call book there, or QRZ. And that's it. Well, even if you just want to stop by and say hello or whatever, but the weather's supposed to be good, and hopefully I'll get enough manpower to push and pull and get this thing up pretty easy. WHSQ2, go ahead, Charlie.
K2NOV, K2GLW.
All right, Bob. Go ahead, Gordon.
I think that this weekend is the... another VHF sweepstakes, which means that there's going to be VHF 2-meter 440 and so on stations operating on single sideband all over the country. The interesting, if the antenna is up, just to see how well it works in terms of grid squares.
Yeah, and this is the time of year also when we start getting some enhancement on the VHF band all around, so we'll be able to hear all sorts of things, including distant weather stations, Coast Guard, maritime activity, police and fire. It's amazing what happens this time of year. Basically, between now and the end of September, we start to see some of the VHF enhancements, and especially if Bob... build in on this, if I'm missing anything, when we start getting some interesting weather patterns that hit the shoreline, it causes some nice dusting work.
We're going to be off on a cruise beginning the end of June, which will take us out of Dover, England, up to Scotland, Norway, and down to Ireland. Restrictions on bringing scanners into these countries. Radio, of course, you receive any of these frequencies. Cruise to the Eastern Med about a year and a half ago, I had the radio and listened to port traffic in any number of cities from Athens to Istanbul.
Well, it's more interesting, Gordon, if you could understand the language. And that's why I've had no problem bringing my scanners as well as HTs with me when I go to Ireland. At least I can understand what they're saying. Greek is Greek to me.
An awful lot of the transmissions actually were in English. At one point I heard them warning our ship through, reminding our ship that we were going to sail at 6 o'clock. All right, I got to break off now, so I'll be listening to the rest of the K2GLW.
Well, ships and airplanes are international in nature, so they always revert back to English. Heavily accented, but it's still supposed to be English. Okay, let's see. Next one up is K2EDC. That next one will be.
K2EDC. I'm taking an important phone call. Sorry, could you go to somebody else and then I'll then come back to me? I apologize.
All right, no problem. We'll just go in the other direction. N1MLZ. Evening, Bob. How things up in Connecticut? And what will be?
Hey, Charlie, are you talking to me in this frequency? Oh, very good. I'm back on 2-3 again. Nothing much up here. A little chilly. And we had our first fatality on the boating season and the lightning season this past weekend. So a little crazy up here. We had a lightning strike of a fisherman here in Bridgeport. But, and also a kayaker was lost right here in my town in Milford, right on the beach here. So they were searching all since Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they broke it off this morning, the search. So quite an extensive search there with the helos and the plane from Cape Cod, and of course a lot of the local units. I heard a lot of traffic on the digital Coast Guard CG-112 and CG-121, and even the helos were on, I think, those frequencies. So they're really getting away from the VHF, even the aircraft now. I heard I would say about 99% of the traffic was on the digital.
Well, for those who don't have the chart handy, do you have the frequencies of those two?
Yeah, Roger. 163.05 is 112, code CG112, 163.05, and 165.3125. 165.3125 is 121, and those are the two they were using mostly. Depending on what tower you wanted to transmit on, Sector Long Island Sound, you would switch over to the other tower on 165.3125 if it was the south tower or the east, the Mauritius or the Fire Island area. If the helo was coming in or something, you would switch over to those frequency, but the local here is 163.05.
Yeah, I think it was part of that operation early this morning. I heard close about an auxiliary vessel on, I believe it was Marine Channel 1. I'd have to look my notes again, but I was surprised to hear it all the way here back at my house. Now, I'm only using a disco in the attic for that particular antenna.
Well, it is surprising, especially an auxiliary unit, they're just a regular boat usually. Unless it was an auxiliary aircraft.
No, the way they identify themselves, this was a boat. And I just heard bit pieces that they were breaking off their patrol. And they gave that location, Long Island Sound.
Ah, okay, very good. A good catch there. It's probably, you're probably right, it's probably part of the search here, but it was a pretty rough afternoon on Sunday, and I guess this gentleman was from China visiting somebody here in Milford, and he probably didn't know too much better than to go out there on Sunday, because it was pretty rough. It almost looks like the ocean here, and if anybody knows Long Island Sound, it's pretty calm usually, compared to the south shore of Long Island, where it's, real waves out that way. So it was pretty rough here. So unfortunately, of course, the water's still cold too, so that doesn't help much.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, is the water. Have your PFD, your personal flotation device, your life jacket, but the temperature of the water saps your strength so quickly. And if you're not prepared for it, you'll go even faster than if you are prepared for it. But, half an hour in cold water, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's for sure. Half hour is definitely pushing it, of course. But, I don't know. So far they haven't found anything. But, obviously, it was just a recovery effort at this point. Pretty much that's it. But anyway, that's about all that's going on here. So it's a good website, by the way, Bob. I like it. Nice weather station here. Nice website. Thank you for that. And good luck with the antenna there. Hopefully, this one lasts a lifetime. So that'll be great. All right, back to that. And one MLZ.
Okay, let's see, I've got a couple of tidbits here. One, for those who have started branching out into listening to some of the DRN broadcasts, and now that Bob has his fancy flex radio, I know some have been using converted radios, using his
$25 12 kilohertz IF board, like I have in my Kenwood 430. There was a new station that was announced over the past week. This comes through a message from Brendan, WA7HL, on the DRS North America list. It's a new station that's experimenting from Brazil on 26.040 market. NI2O, NIH has not been able to pick it up yet, but supposedly there are some people in the center part of the country that were having a little bit of luck detecting the signal. And it's one thing to detect that it's there, but that it's actually decoded properly. This is supposed to be coming out of, I believe, Sao Paulo. Let me see, it is a little blurb here. The Brazilian version of the MCC is issued authorization to Padre Park Antiana Foundation, an organization that maintains the radio TV culture station for the testing of PRF. Tests will be done on the frequency 26040 in the bandwidth between 10 and 20 kilohertz. Typically, DRM is about 12 kilohertz wide. So, that falls in line. It's coming out of Sao Paulo. They'll be conducting these tests over the period of about a year. And who knows, that may even go longer. And what they're trying to do is determine whether the DRM is going to be something that they could use in Brazil. They've looked at IBOC, but IBOC, which is the digital mode that's used on our local FM stations and some of the stronger AM broadcast stations, you have to pay a license for that if you're going to broadcast with it. So, to try and get around the cost issue, they're looking at, can they use DRM, which will cost them a lot less in equipment, and they don't have to pay a licensing fee for the use of it because it's an open standard. If that makes sense for them, as it has been shown in many countries around the world, especially in Europe, and now branching off into Asia, that this is the way to go. So, you know, we keep talking about this for a few years now, about the chicken and egg syndrome. You know, are people going to start buying equipment, or are manufacturers going to make equipment only after the broadcasters are actually broadcasting, or the broadcasters are looking at, well, why should we broadcast if nobody's going to listen to us? So it's starting to come along. You know, it's a very slow process. But at least the experimenters and the early adopters of the first model, you know, they're out there now. But that audience will grow as the manufacturers actually come out with these radios and get the prices down. So what we've been finding in Europe especially is that frequencies around 26 megs are being used as like a regional frequency, and of course we all know that they've been doing this on shortwave for quite a while. The DRM standards, and there's slight variations of it, it's like audio codecs, would be I guess an appropriate comparison. There are versions of DRM which will optimized for use on the FM broadcast band for full stereo, as opposed to AM broadcast or shortwave bands, which are very narrower as far as the bandwidth is concerned. So this is in development, so you just gotta keep watching this as it goes along. If you'd like to be part of it, you know, go to my website, do some research. DRMRX.org has a lot of interesting stuff on there, and there are links to other DRM-based mailing lists and websites. Wow, a lot of noise on the system tonight. You can start there and look at the links and see if we can find more information and start educating yourself on it. There have been articles in the past in the Modern Times magazine and on their website, but this is a part of the evolution of radio broadcasting. Just like we personally have seen is doing that for the rest of the world, doing it on shortwave. And, you know, there's some things that you're just not picking up. Not meaning to date any of us, but any who were around in the 70s who listened to disco music, there's a station that comes on every afternoon that plays nothing but disco music on DRM. Called Disco Palace. So, anyway, it's 29 after the hour, coming up on 9:30. Let's stand by for additional check-ins and comments, and then we'll go back and see what Art's up to, and then continue from there. Again, if you're not able to get in, please use our email address at nyexa@yahoo.com. This is S108.
Okay, 9.
Sorry, that last station here was not holding it. Try it again, please.
Okay, I might not be in a good spot. I'll try one more time. KA9ZEY, Kilowatt Alpha 9, Zulu Echo Yankee, Portable 2 in Brooklyn, checking in.
Okay, that was better. KA9ZEY. Do you have any traffic from that or just listening?
No traffic this evening. Just wanted to check in and listening with interest. So thank you very much to everyone on the net. KA9ZEY.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yankee Bravo Delta, just listening.
Okay, the YBD station, it's a link system, so when you key up, wait a second or two, because we missed the beginning part of your call sign.
No problem. Kilo Charlie 2, Yankee Bravo Delta, Long Beach, New York, just listening.
Okay, got it that time. Okay, right, anybody else? All right, let's see. Art, are you off the phone call yet? Take your EDC, yes, for nothing.
10-2-1-OV from K-286. Yeah, sorry about that. Just a comment. I don't know if anybody else on the net has been picking this up. On 152.510, I'm picking up an audio feed. It's WCPE, and the advertiser on 89.7 FM out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I did an FCC search and didn't come up with anything there. I was wondering if anybody else knows about it and knows what the feed's all about. It's 152.510. Audio feed from WCPE in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they're advertising they broadcast on 89.7 FM. They also gave a website.
Yeah, I've heard that, and here's another frequency that was broadcasting a Washington, D.C. FM station, and this has been going on for years, since all the feds were here after 9/11. They seem to have taken over one of the old VHF radio telephone channels, and they were just rebroadcasting it. The signal is strong. I mean, I'm hearing out of the handheld here in Staten Island. And I guess whatever the feds are doing up here, they've got some kind of link back to what is going on down there. That's the terms of why they're doing that. And I see nothing listed as far as an FCC license allowing that to happen.
Yeah, same here, Charles. That's why I was inquiring. Unless they're piping elevator music into the city, it's full quieting here in Roosevelt Park. I'm only about 3 to 4 miles from the Goffles Bridge, 15 miles west of Manhattan. So one of my friends in the broadcast profession, I turned him on to that. He was trying to pin down where it was coming from. But he was doing a little research also, and he couldn't come up with anything. But I did find the website, and what you're hearing on that frequency is their internet feed. The local broadcast has another program on. So, I don't know, I just threw it out there for the group. If anybody gets any leads, they can email me at art112@AOL.com. I'm just curious. It's been there for a while, as you said, and I was just interested to see where it was coming from. Anyway, back over to the net, and thank you. Kilo 1-2 Alpha Delta Charlie.
And running on that.
Speak to our IWC with additional information.
Okay. Stand by, sec, on MLZ selected first. Dad Bob.
Got you, Don. All right, you know, just quick, two bars here in Milford, Connecticut, you know, on my HT meter, so it's like, you know, 2 out of 5, so pretty strong here. Nice classical music, how to shut it off, us starting to put me to sleep. Back in that end when I know it's it.
Okay, good, Don.
Yeah, okay, WHIWC. That website, Art, that you referred to should give you some information about it. That is a legal thing. It's an experiment that's going on. There's a couple of stations. And I can't remember what the tag for it is. Type of broadcasting. They've given it a name, but the long and the short of it is this is an experiment that's meant to replace as a new system that's meant to replace a lot of the specialty radio that used to occur on the subcarriers of FM stations where you had SCA receivers to decode that data. And since, really, the bandwidth and frequency responses of those SCA systems are quite similar, they are looking to replace it with these VHF transmitters, and it's quite an experiment that's going on. And I think eventually there are a few frequencies where that will just probably happen. I don't know. Depending on how successful they feel that it is, you may start to see them sprout up all over the country. Go ahead, Charlie.
Sorry, what was that, Justin?
I tuned around and I believe in the idea on my I'm curious, Norman. A few years ago, the FCA granted a temporary license on 42.8, which has been for the original frequency in my major army squad. Years ago, for the anniversary, they wanted on the frequency for the bank transmitter. AM, FM, and real-time band. I'm bringing the moment if that fits us 1.23 might be a little known one. Oh.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see how this develops. I mean, if we do wind up using this spectrum space for SCA-type broadcast, effectively hidden and quote unquote illegal for you to pick it up and decode it because you don't have the service, so to speak. And they put it on these 152 meg frequencies on the old paging and radio telephone channel would they be encrypting the signal used by specialized decoders or would it be out in the open? What I would ask is that anybody who has information like you guys are saying it sounds like you know, experimental thing, it's you know, if you have any links to articles or white papers on what the thinking behind it and maybe a temporary authorization, you know, let's pull this stuff together and see what's going on, who's participating in it. And that's one paging service I'd love to get off the air. And see what is the thought, is this kind of experimental thing working? And what is planning for it? And how soon? You know, we might have something new on our hands that nobody else is talking about. Okay. Bob, is there anything on the email?
W-A-2-F-Q-Q, that's 108. I guess I've got called away.
Okay, let's see. A couple of small things that had pop up here. VHF band still undergoes, the VHF federal band still undergoes its shifting back and forth as far as who's showing up one frequency. And I hesitate to say this because of how cool and rainy it is, but with the spring here and the coming summer, which sort of doesn't make sense by what we're seeing out there, but anyway, going to the calendar, we're supposed to have more activity outdoors, and that means more use of frequencies supporting outdoor activities. So, for example, for those who are involved in the maritime community, there's going to be more use of the VHF maritime band, marine band. And tied to that is going to be increased use of the frequencies used by the Coast Guard and Coast Guard Auxiliary as they go out there and do the patrol during the heavy use periods on the water, which tend to be the weekends, especially holiday weekends. And again, National State Boating Week coming up. You've got Memorial Weekend. You've got Fleet Week. And this just goes straight through into September. More and more people who may have jet skis and don't prepare properly, they don't take a boating course at all, they don't wear their life jackets, and they go out there and go crazy on the far rockaways and wind up killing themselves or somebody else. And so it's going to go out there and, you know, rescue them or whatever. So you're going to hear more use than we do. As far as the parks are concerned, there are new talk groups on the Do-It UHF system. Now, the Do-It UHF system has just been coming online over the past year. But all the talk groups between 2416 and 2480 are the city parks department. But I have stumbled across another talk group which has been active with, believe it or not, beach patrols in Brooklyn and the Rockaways. And that talk group number is 6800. Now, I'm wondering if this has something to do with the City Parks Department lifeguards. Now, I hear different security type of titles on there, like a sergeant and whatnot. They talk about different locations and picking people up and dropping them off and lunch breaks and things like that. It's active during daytime. So, 6800. There seem to be a few other talk groups surrounding it. These other talk groups surrounding 6800 have been coming alive on and off recently. So figure anything between 6700 and 6900. I would particularly pay attention there. There was a conversation on talk group 6800 that made reference to another channel being channel 5. So I don't know how it's laid out yet. You may want to take a peek at that. On the federal side of things, the U.S. Park Police for the Gateway National Recreation Area, their main frequency is 166.325. And they have a secondary one that doesn't get a lot of use, but every so often you hear it. I believe it's at 167.075. Both use appeal tone 136.5. Outdoors, it's a great thing to be out there. There's things to do. A lot of people get out there, but sometimes, you just got to watch out for them. So between the Parks Department, the feds, and the local city, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary, people are pretty much being looked after. So I should give you a bunch of stuff to listen to. I just wish the weather would cooperate. Okay, any last minute comments or check-ins before we wrap it up tonight? Is it a total base?
Good question.
Okay, somebody with a question?
Yeah, this is KA9ZDY Portable 2. Just wondering quickly, has the Park Police moved away from 151.205 to the trunk system exclusively?
Yes, that old system, they were sharing a couple of frequencies but at different PL zones. They were reusing the channel. Once they came up on the newer trunk system, those 151 frequencies are now dead.
Great, thanks. Thank you for the clarification. KA9ZDY, back to that.
Hey, if you see the Park Force, now you see they have new radios. I believe they're the XDS-2500 series. Sanitation also got new batch of radios, too, when they went on to that system as well. Okay, anybody else before we wrap it up?
Oh, I got a quick question for you. What's CHU's new frequency?
Oh, down to the 40-meter band? Oh, shoot. 7.8 something.
8? It used to be on 7.3. I thought it was close to that.
No, they moved further up the band. Hang on, let's try to find out. Yeah, here it is. 7850,
very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, the 3 and 14 meg frequencies are 3 kilowatt signals. The one on 7 megs is a 10 kilowatt signal. It's amplitude modulation with the lower sideband suppressed. So if you try to listen to your lower sideband and you're hardly going to hear it, you can flip it to the upper sideband and hear it fine.
And I've got them over here already. It's interesting, the way I found them, I got near it and all of a sudden you leave the waterfall display on the flex and you'll actually see the signals that are on there constantly. Just click on it, boom, you got it. Very interesting radio. All right, WA+QQ. Maybe next week when I get on, I'll be on the new antennas. We'll see what happens. WA+QQ. Catch you all next week.
Okay. Good luck with the installation. Hopefully the weather cooperates on Sunday, Bob. And we'll say 7-3 at this point. We'll see everybody next week. And let's...
hope and prayers that the rain stays away, especially the lightning that's moving up